Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 9th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. HSBC and Google Cloud to expand the climate tech ecosystem. In a recent announcement, HSBC and Google Cloud have joined forces to support climate mitigation and resilience efforts. Parpera partners with Emu Money. Australia-based money management platform Parpera has partnered with Emu Money, an online lending platform, to improve business access to finance. FIS to launch its open access platform. Global financial technology company FIS has announced the launch of its open access platform in order to secure open banking solutions for FIS and customers. Kraken secures VASP registration. US-based digital asset exchange Kraken has successfully secured a VASP registration from the Dutch Central Bank, aimed at its European development strategy. The papers launches the Global Payments and Fintech Trends Report 2024. The inaugural edition of the Global Payments and Fintech Trends Report offers a comprehensive overview of the key trends in fintech and payments for 2024 and beyond. Yes Bank partners with La Remit. India-based Yes Bank has announced its partnership with fintech startup La Remit in order to deliver optimized cross-border transactions for MSMEs. Kona I and IDEX introduce biometric smart cards in Japan. IDEX Biometrics and Kona I have announced their collaboration to introduce biometric payment and access cards in Japan. JustPay acquires LotusPay to strengthen recurring payment offerings. India-based payments infrastructure company JustPay has bought LotusPay to strengthen its offerings to the BSFI segment and merchants, with a focus on recurring payments. Paytm is considering the acquisition of Bitzilla. India-based digital payments app Paytm has engaged in talks to acquire Bengaluru-based interoperable e-commerce startup Bitzilla. Oliver Wyman to acquire InnoPay. Global management consulting company and a Marsh McLennan firm, Oliver Wyman has announced the acquisition of the international consultancy firm InnoPay. Finmont partners with Connex Pay to augment travel payments. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has added B2B payment platform Connex Pay's all-in-one payment solution to their travel orchestration platform. Bright Payments joins the Payments Association EU. Sweden-based fintech Bright Payments has joined the Payments Association EU as a patron member. MasterCard partners with Egyptian Banks Company. MasterCard has partnered with the Egyptian Banks Company to foster sustainable and inclusive economic activities and augment the digital payments landscape in Egypt. MasterCard helps create the USAI Safety Institute Consortium. MasterCard has announced a partnership with the U.S. Department of Commerce to help create the USAI Safety Institute Consortium, AISIC. Ramp launches document-free verification for crypto transactions. Fintech company Ramp Network has introduced a document-free verification system for crypto transactions, beginning in Brazil. B2C2 expands its operations into Luxembourg. UK-based virtual asset service provider B2C2 has decided to expand its operations into Luxembourg in the context of a developing digital asset market. NatWest becomes first bank accepted into UK Open Banking DPS. NatWest Bank has been confirmed as the first UK bank to become a supplier on the Crown Commercial Services, CCS, new dynamic purchasing system, DPS, for open banking. Navro receives authorization from the Central Bank of Ireland to provide payment services. Navro, the pioneering fintech firm formerly known as Paytrix that simplifies global payments for international businesses today, confirms that it has been authorized by the Central Bank of Ireland as an electronic money institution, EMI. Under the terms of the license, fast growth businesses with international ambitions can benefit from Navro's global payments curation services under the protection of European Union regulation. Tesco Bank sells credit cards, loans and savings operations to Barclays. The $600 million deal has an initial agreement lasting 10 years. State Street expands its ETF portal. State Street Corporation today announced the expansion of its Fund Connect ETF portal via upgrades to its application programming interface, API. Now offering coverage to all clients globally, including Europe and the APAC region. Fund Connect ETF APIs have been available in the US and Canada for years and account for nearly half of North American order volumes. Visa, MasterCard, JP Morgan, Citi among companies to attend USAI Safety Consortium. As part of the Biden administration's efforts to regulate AI, over 200 organizations have agreed to attend the USAI Safety Institute Consortium, AISIC, including NVIDIA, OpenAI, Apple, JP Morgan, and Amazon. Instant debit payments, the next phase of real-time payments. Faster payment methods are experiencing a surge in popularity as more consumers want to send and receive payments in a faster way. Navro obtains an EMI license in Ireland. UK-based fintech Navro, formerly Paytrix, has secured an electronic money institution license from the Central Bank of Ireland. Barclays to acquire the retail banking business of Tesco. Barclays has announced its decision to acquire the retail banking business of Tesco, as well as to provide customers with branded credit cards, personal loans, and deposits. Dicentro receives the final payment aggregator license. India-based fintech infrastructure platform Dicentro has received its final payment aggregator license from the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. EU updates rules for big tech antitrust assessment. European Union antitrust regulators have decided to update a set of nearly 30-year-old rules known as the Market Definition Notice. NextGen Nordics 2024. Agenda to cover AI, buy now pay later, data privacy and request to pay. The Nordic region has been at the vanguard of innovation across payments for decades, but is that the case in 2024? NextGen Nordics 2024, a leading conference led by Finextra Research held in Stockholm on the 23rd of April 2024, will procure an answer to this question from experts hailing from Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway and Sweden. Santander files complaint over nationwide branch jibe advert, Sky. Santander has filed a complaint with the Advertising Standards Authority, ASA, over a recent nationwide building society ad satirizing bank bosses' attitudes to branch closures, according to Sky News. SEC issues more communication fines. The Securities and Exchange Commission today announced charges against 5 broker-dealers, 7 duly registered broker-dealers and investment advisors, and 4 affiliated investment advisors for widespread and long-standing failures by the firms and their employees to maintain and preserve electronic communications. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.